Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello.
Hello. I like that we always just give ourselves a little clap as we come in here. And welcome, Zoe. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm also very good. We've also got James Musterpick in the studio.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Yay. I'm so sorry for talking over the music before. I didn't know we were live.
No, it's fine. You couldn't hear because the microphone was down. So it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
We're talking more Billy T this morning because you are also nominated.
Great. Yes, I am.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So what else are we... What's happening out in the big world of theatre?
Well, yeah, congratulations on your Billy T nomination for 2020.
Thank you.
Back and better than ever.
That's right.
Have you always been a funny fellow, or like, what made you want to get into stand-up?
Well, I guess I liked doing little plays as a kid too,
nice.
You know, but I wasn't very funny in school. I had a few friends. But yeah, I did some funny speeches at school sometimes. Mm. But yeah, I was never like a class clown or anything.
Mm.
Mm.
And then just wanted to
do it
one day.
I guess so. Yeah.
Cool. So in your shows, you're quite well known for using a projector.
That's right.
Which is awesome.
Are we talking old school OHP, or are we talking like
Unfortunately not.
The like sort of normal kind of slides?
Yeah, just the classic.
Your classic school projector. Like.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, from what I hear in this show, the one that you're doing tonight and tomorrow, the Blair Witch projector,
nice.
You've been having some technical, perhaps ghost-related difficulties.
Yes.
What's happening,
Happy
James?
Happy Halloween. Yeah. There's a spooky ghost who is haunting my show.
Oh, no.
And my darkest repressed memories are coming back to haunt me. And I have to find out why this ghost is trying to ruin my show.
Oh no. Do you know what it wants? Like, does it want money or love? Or
won't be getting that from me. No. I guess you'll have to wait and see in the show.
True.
It's a bit of a mystery. You find out at the end what he wants.
Oh, right. Okay. So the Blair Witch projector has happened before. You've done the show before at the Comedy Fest.
Yeah.
Why won't this ghost leave you alone? And are its tactics this time round on Halloween slightly different than last time? Or is it the same ghost?
It's the same sneaky ghost that keeps coming back. It was sold out in the Comedy Festival, so I wanted to bring it back.
Nice.
And I thought for Halloween.
Congrats.
Nice.
Spooky vibes, thank you.
I can't wait to see it. I'm coming tonight.
Yes.
I'll be clapping in the front row.
Good.
Yep.
Better bring your, you know, pentagrams and stuff to ward off bad spirits.
We're going to do a seance.
The odd rose to throw.
So yes. Is this one of the shows that you've been sort of scouted for the Billy T?
Well, kind of, yes. You apply and then you pitch your show to the judges. And so, yes, last year I pitched that show as, and I was nominated then.
Awesome.
Did not win, but, you know.
It's great to be back, round two.
That's right. Yes, much like the spooky ghost, I'm back for more.
Haunting the crowd.
Yes.
Is this the show that you've pitched this year as well? Or
no, it's a new show.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name,
well,
whatever. Anyway, it's going to be good.
Cool.
New show.
Exciting.
When do people get to go see that? I think that's like next year.
Yes,
isn't it?
In May in the Comedy Festival. So
awesome.
Look out for that.
Keep it in your diaries.
Yes, that's right. But it's a long time away.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But yeah, earlier in your diaries is tonight and tomorrow. Tonight is the show's at 8 p.m.
Yep.
And it's at the Classic Comedy Bar up in the studio.
Yes.
Tickets you can get on Eventfinder.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
$18 for students.
Sweet.
Bargain.
It is a bargain.
And 24 adults.
Yeah.
Still very cheap.
Go along.
Yeah,
that was so funny. My mum is such a big fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, James is going to come onto BFM. And she was like, cool. So
we love an endorsement from a mum. That's got to be the best kind of endorsement.
Jan coming.
Thanks, Jan.
Anyway, I can't wait to see your show.
Yay.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
So what else is happening out in the big bad world of theatre, Zoe?
There is a show on at Basement again tonight and tomorrow called How We Survive. And this is a feminist spoken word performance. two women offer an honest story of what it's like to be a woman surviving in 2019. They're both critically acclaimed poets from Aotearoa and the States. They'll sort of talk about issues that women face, like heavy and not so heavy, like Hermione Granger is a cool role model and stuff like that, and all through lovely spoken word. If that sounds like your thing, I would go check that out. That is at Basement Studio tonight at 6:30. The tickets are $18 to $25. You can book online, and it sounds pretty cool.
Very cool indeed.
And besides that, Snorts On at Basement. So if you were looking for a funny night, James's show is 1 hour, 60 minutes from 8 p.m. and Snorts at 10 p.m. So you can...
And squash them all in if you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that sounds pretty good. Snorts, $12 to $15. You can usually buy tickets at the door, but maybe book online if you really want to go.
Fantastic.
Well, and that's the Theatre Guide.
Thank you very much, Zoe, and thank you very much, James.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck for the Billy T and for the show this weekend as well.
Thank you so much.
You are on 95BFM.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Big thank you.